Welcome to the Lee Mack Show. Please welcome this week's special musical guest. It's Alison Moyet.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you.
Alison Moyet! Backed, of course, by the brilliant Steve Brown. So, what have you been up to this week, Steve?
Nothing. I never do anything. Never see anyone. Never go anywhere. What's the bloody point?
Steve Brown, ladies and gentlemen! So, what a great audience we've got tonight. What a wonderful crowd. Three very attractive ladies at the front. Hello. Hello. All right. What's your name, madam?
Julia.
Julia, can I ask you a personal question? How many men have you had sex with? You weren't expecting that, were you? Sorry, I'm not very good at light-hearted banter. Sorry, you don't have to answer that question. I've had seven, roughly. And about... and about 12, sensitively. Doesn't bother me how many partners you've had. You know, do you know what I'll call a woman if she sleeps around? Oh, that's it. I'm just saying, do you know what? I'll call a woman if she sleeps around. Where are you from, Julie? You're from London. You haven't got a very strong London accent, have you? My favourite accent at the moment, I love the Irish accent. Isn't it great? Any Irish people in tonight? Yeah, it's a bit menacing, that voice. What was that from? Was that actually someone speaking, or was that someone trying to get a whale back into the Thames? Oh! Whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
I'm from Northern Ireland.
Oh, we'll leave that then. It is one for you. How many Protestants does it take to change a light bulb? One, they're brilliant. But how many Catholics does it take to change a light bulb? One, they're brilliant. Two, hello, please don't hurt me. No, I love the Irish accent. It's fantastic. There's nothing better than an Irish lilt, is there? And by that, I mean, you know, the accent. I don't mean the drink with a totally tropical taste of Guinness and potatoes. I love doing gigs in Ireland. It's probably the friendliest place in the world to do gigs, because I'm used to living in London now. Actually, I'm saying it's friendly. I actually got mugged in Limerick. That's a place, obviously, not the style. I don't mean someone came up to me and went, "Hello, my name is Pete. I'm standing in the street. Don't be flash, give me your cash, I'll kick you in the teeth." I don't mean that. Now please welcome, fresh from her West End run, though after a mile or so she gave up and got a cab, it's my sidekick, Angela McHale!
What do you mean, sidekick?
Nothing wrong with being a sidekick. Where would Richard be without Judy?
Judy is not Richard's sidekick.
All right, mascot.
I'm not your mascot. In fact, I think we need to clarify this whole double act thing. We need to work on the relationship.
What are you on about?
Well, in all great double acts, one of them is always angry with the other one for being stupid. You can be the stupid one.
All right, and you can be the one with the short, fat, hairy legs.
Right. I'll go first. So, Lee, who have we got on the show today?
I can't remember! What show? Where am I?
You're supposed to be a bit thick, not in a care home. You're supposed to be endearingly stupid, but eager to please. I am endlessly patient, but exasperated by your folly. Okay?
Okay, got it. So, do you want to know who we've got on the show?
Yes, please. Who have we got on the show?
No one!
Why not?
I forgot to book them.
What are you on about?
Oh, come on. It was an endearingly stupid mistake to make, but try not to be too exasperated by my folly. I think we may have to work on the catchphrases as well.
Well, what do you propose we do without any guests?
I'm just going to sit here in my own poo.
Let's try again. Who have we got on the show?
Alison Moyet, but I've booked her for next year. What an idiot!
Well, that's not going to work, is it?
All right, I've booked her for today, but she's upside down.
Upside down?
She's upside down. I made a small and endearing mistake and booked her to appear upside down.
What, physically upside down?
Yes, I don't know how it happened. I got her agent on the phone, there was a bit of a negotiation, and I panicked, and the next thing I knew, bang, I booked her upside down.
Maybe you should just bring on the first guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, he may not be the right way up, but that's not his fault, it's mine. I'm an idiot. Please welcome Mark Watson!
Yeah! I'm in a quite cantankerous mood. My phone company, I've got a, my phone company are really annoying. I can't, of course, mention them on air. We'll call them O3. They rang me at 8 o'clock this morning. Would you like an upgrade? You're entitled to a free... Now, I've got a rubbish phone. You can't see this on the radio, but it's a terrible... really awful. It can't do predictive texting. It can't do, you know, phone calls. It's a very basic phone, but I like it. I'm used to it. And every week, my phone company rings me up. Oh, would you like an upgrade? No, I just want my phone. Just normal. No, get an upgrade. Get a free upgrade. One day, I'll be walking my dog and I'll take it away. Here's a wolf instead. There you are. Hey, well, that's an upgrade. Oh, he's just torn half my leg off. Yeah, that's a special feature. Honestly, I've got no time for these gizmos in my life. You know, I hate gizmos, me. But people like people with their iPods. Oh, I've got an iPod. Oh, I'm so clever. I can play all my songs in a random order. So what? Just get drunk. You can do anything in a random order. Right? I was drunk the other night, washed my hands, then went to the toilet. Whoa. Wow, clever. The trouble is, these gizmos do allow people to behave very rudely. I was on a train, and this guy was watching a film. No headphones, just literally on his laptop. Just a film, just watching it. You know, there was no pretend. It's not a cinema, it's a train. You can easily tell if they're stations, it's a train. Right? It's not a cinema. Right, me and my wife, I've got a wife, which is remarkable, but it's a different story. Right, it's just great. My wife and I went to see this film, Capote, right? Who's seen it? Yes, quite a few. It's about Truman Capote. The poster says Capote. Underneath it says Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Capote. He won an Oscar, so it was all over the news. His portrayal of Capote has made history. Capote this, Capote that. You watch the film, there's the opening credits. The title comes up, Capote. And there's a caption. It's the 1950s. Truman Capote's doing this, right? First scene, on he comes onto the screen. The guy behind me says, who's that? Oh, dear. Also, I tell you what I hate in the cinema, when people go, what's he been in? What's he been in? People are obsessed with what people have been in. You know, so you can watch a film, a guy is dangling by his testicles from a cliff face or something, you know, swinging maybe by a single pubic hair between life and death. And then just at the crucial moments, the guy behind you will go, oh, what's he been in? Who cares what he's been in? He's now dangling by his testicles. Can't you enjoy the present rather than the past the whole time? It's okay, it's fine. Enough about my shitty life. Let's, Oh, by the way, I better say a bit at the end, just so they can edit it, and it makes it sound like there's been a seamless cacophony of laughter. Well, you've laughed non-stop. Now, and now I'm going to hand back to Lee. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen!
What's your name? You've been here before, haven't you? What's your name, young man? Graham. How are you doing, Graham? How old are you? 14. And what do you study? What's the subjects that you're studying? All of them. Do you study Spanish underwear? No, you don't, do you? So a bit less of the mouth and tell me what you study. I study them all, eh? Yeah? You've been to the University of Life? I don't think you have you? Yeah? You're having a girlfriend leave you in the Sahara Desert. 3-week camping trip. You've not learned anything, son. Camel milk for 3.5 weeks. It's horrible. Sorry, I had a flashback. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet our musical guest, Alison Moyet!
It's that old devil called Alison.
Alison, you might want to take a seat. I know you get weak in the presence of beauty.
I do, yes. That's why I'm fine standing.
Can I just say, you're one of those people that looks exactly the same now as you did in 1982.
That's very kind of you.
Well, it's not really, is it? In 1982, you did look quite old. Now, over the years, you sang many songs. Love Letters, Love Resurrection, Glorious Love, Is This Love, The Man I Love, That Old Devil Called Love. Alison, what's going on, love? Are you obsessed with men or something?
Well, I have sung songs without love in the title, you know.
Like what?
Well, I sang a French song called La Chanson des Vieux Amants.
Which means what?
The Song of Old Lovers. All right, you might have a point.
So, how come you know French so well?
Well, my dad was French. That's where the name Moyer comes from.
But you were brought up in Basildon, weren't you?
That's right. I'm an Essex French girl.
Which I suppose means your socks are white, but at least you've got something to wave when you're surrendering. And, of course, there's another French connection as well, isn't there?
Well, there's been a few, yeah. But I preferred the first one with Gene Hackman.
Wow. Who writes your material?
You. Apparently.
Oh, yeah. Now, the French connection I was talking about was Dawn French.
Yeah, that's right. I've just done a West End play with her. It's called Smaller.
Smaller? Dawn French?
Please don't do the obvious joke.
I wouldn't dream of it. Dawn will always be twice the performer I'll ever be. What was Smaller about?
Well, Dawn plays my sister Bernice, who has to give 24-hour care to our 70-year-old severely handicapped mother.
Ooh. I prefer the one where she dresses as a vicar and falls over a lot. Actually, this is all very similar to my life.
Is it?
Yeah. I didn't leave home until I was 35 because my mum was very ill.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, it got to the point where she couldn't cook, she couldn't wash, she couldn't clean. At that point, I thought, well, there's nothing in it for me, so I moved out. So, Alison, the biggest question is this. Acting or singing, which gives you personally the greatest amount of money? I mean, satisfaction.
But I'd have to say singing. It's always been my true love.
Apart from men, don't forget. But you didn't start out as a singer, did you? I believe you started out your musical career learning how to tune pianos.
That's true, yeah. I only studied it for a year at college. At the time, I was sending off some demo tapes, and on the advice of the record company, I left piano tuning to concentrate on my music.
Oh, yeah, similar thing happened to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I sent off some demo tapes, and on the advice of the record company, I went back to college to study piano tuning. So, it sounds like you had a fairly quick rise to the top.
Yeah. After Only You came out in 1982.
Hang on, it wasn't Only Me that came out in 1982. We were all experimenting.
I mean the song.
All right, let's edit that bit out. Now, Alison, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet somebody who's performed at the original Live Aid in 1985. So I have to ask, what was it like?
Oh, yeah, it was a pretty special day. The thing I'll never forget is...
Actually, it's twice-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We had Tony Hadley on the show last series, and he did Live Aid, didn't he? Sorry, carry on.
Well, like I say, the thing I'll never...
Actually, three times. Mid-Jaw was on the show as well. And he did it, didn't he?
Do you want to know what it was like or not?
Don't worry, I'll ask the milkman. He was probably there. And final question, Alison. How do you fancy ripping off your shirt and having a good old-fashioned fist fight with me?
Pardon?
We're doing a Fight Club sketch. Don't worry, it's not a real fight. Having said that, if you want to rip off your... Forget it. So, will you do it?
Will there be men there?
Loads.
Play the music. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Nice to be a lunatic.
Hit me, hit me, hit me. Can I get another barmaid?
Why, what's wrong with me?
No, I mean a top-up.
Hello. They call me Tyler.
Is that right?
Yeah, because I'm a Tyler. Can I join you? I don't mean join you with grout. I mean just sit next to you. So what do you do, my friend?
No, it's easy. Just tell the barmaid what you want and she goes and gets it.
As a job?
I'm a salesman.
Oh, well, aren't we all? Barmaid, two whiskies.
How'd you take it?
Like my marriage, on the rocks.
What about you?
Like my marriage, with some pork scratchings.
What you need is to feel alive again. I bet you've never been in a fight, have you?
Yes.
I mean a proper nasty fist fight.
Yes, a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Did you win?
No, but I came second. And these 12-year-olds are a lot bigger than they used to be.
What was it about?
Nothing really. You know what girls are like? They don't like you touching their wheelchairs.
Right, follow me.
Follow you where?
To the basement.
So is this your first time?
How could you tell?
I counted your teeth. I'm Marla.
Hi, Marla.
You looking forward to this?
I'm not really into fighting.
That's a shame. I like being treated rough.
Really?
Yeah. Mean and dirty.
Oh, yeah? Fancy a drink, you daft slag.
I like it meaner than that. How about a little slap? Harder. Harder. Harder.
Can you stop this? It really hurts.
Right, let's establish a few ground rules. What's the first rule of Fight Club?
I know this. If you miss a payment 1 week, you may not be entitled to the free family tin of Spam.
What?
Oh no, that's Christmas Club.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Got it?
Yes. Sorry, what was the first one?
And the final rule of Fight Club, if it's your first visit, you have to fight Big Steve.
Don't worry, he may be big, but he's got no stamina.
Yeah, he doesn't really need it, as a rule. Right, here we go.
Are you nervous?
Of course I am. I like my nose the shape it is.
Really?
Yes. Come on, then. I'm not scared. Say that. And that. And that.
All right, well, after you've emptied your pockets, we're fighting.
Hit him, Steve.
Not the face. Oh, you absolute sucker.
This goes out at lunchtime, then.
Okay, sorry, well, let's do it again. Oh, that smarts. Oh, you rotter. Blimey, that leaves an after sting.
Well, come on then, hit me back.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, kiss me then.
What?
Sorry, wrong meeting.
Wow, he beat Big Steve.
How the hell did you manage that, Lee?
Well, he got me angry. He should know. The first rule of Straight Men Who Like to Kiss Straight Men Club is you do not talk about... Actually, forget it. Never heard of it.
You know, I think you may just be the man we've been looking for. How do you fancy helping to bring an end to this consumer-led, lifestyle-obsessed society?
Count me in. Actually, I can't do Fridays. I'm off to IKEA.
Join us later for part two.
And he's almost you. there is part of me that's always true, always. Not all good things come to an end, now it is only a chosen few. I have seen such an unhappy couple, almost
It's great being here in London. I love living in London. I went to a nightclub, right, and they had one of those things which started off in London, but they're spreading, and I ate it. You know when you go to the toilet, and there's a bloke sat in the corner with a dish of money and all his products? Begging. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Because what I hate about it is I hate the fact that with all the best will in the world, they always get me in the end. I'm always in the cubicle thinking, right, when you walk out, just don't give them eye contact. That's the secret. Just don't look at them. I walk out, and they go, soap? No, thank you. I can manage. Towel? I don't think so. Aftershave? No, no, no. Chubba chup. Chubba chup. And only a pound. I'd be a fool not to. But I have to say, some of the cocktail bars in London, they're getting pretentious, aren't they? And I'll be honest with you, I went to a cocktail bar last night with my wife, and the names they've got for cocktails in London, oh, shocked, right? They had one called Sex on a Beach. They had one called A Slow, Comfortable Screw. They even had one called An Orgasm. Well, we couldn't make our minds up what to have. In the end, my wife went for something called a fist off a waiter named Tony. And I had half a mile. It was a lovely night. Hey, I'm Lee Mack. Cheeky, never blue. Almost blue. Meanwhile.
Hit me! Hit me! Hit me!
Ah, this is the life.
What, sitting in a van in a disused car park at midnight?
Don't knock it, mate. I'm from Swansea. So come on, if you could fight any celebrity in the world, who would you fight?
Stephen Hawking. So, just run it past me one more time. Right? Why are we blowing up this building?
Because it's not just any old building, it's the building, isn't it? Blow this up and you've blown up the very flagship of society's obsession with consumerism.
TK Maxx. Look, why don't we forget this whole thing?
Because in Fight Club, we believe...
Just forget Fight Club. Let's start another club that's a bit nicer.
Like what?
Mime Club. Do you know what the first rule of Mime Club is? You do not talk.
We're not backing out now. We're blowing up this building. Now, don't forget, as soon as the detonators have been set, we make a quick getaway.
Oh, I hope you kept the ticket they gave you on entry, otherwise you get a really big fine.
Yeah, don't worry, I've got the ticket.
And you have to validate it in the machine by the stairs. I know it's free after 6:30, but if you don't validate it, then they won't let you...
Are you new to anarchy? Just keep wiring.
Open up!
It's the pigs.
Let us in.
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. Oh, hello, officer, come in.
I'm Detective Inspector Alison Moyet. Anti-terrorism, and this is my colleague Brown.
We've been watching you.
Yeah, we've been looking from a window above. It's like a story of love. sorry, wrong page.
So what's the problem?
You've been parked down here for the last 3 hours in a large van with blacked out windows in a bay clearly marked no terrorists. So what's with all the soap?
Like my nan used to say, you can never have too much soap.
Yes, you can. 14 crates is definitely too much.
I'm not a dealer. It's for personal use.
You're from the north. If you'd have had one bar, we wouldn't have believed that. And why does it say nitroglycerin on the side of the boxes?
Well, like my nan used to say, you can never have too much nitroglycerin.
I don't like the look of this.
Don't worry, Inspector. I'll take over from here. You run along and do some shopping.
Okay. But get ready for a long stretch in a room with bars. And I hope you like porridge, you slag.
I'll tell you what, that's the last time I use this B&B.
Don't worry, she's gone. It's me, Big Steve.
Oh, hello. I didn't recognise you without your muzzle on.
Carry on what you were doing, boss.
What do you mean, boss?
You're our leader.
No, I'm not. What are you doing? You've got to stop this from happening.
You warned us you'd say that.
Come on, arrest us.
You said you'd say that as well.
Trevor McDonald's candy floss crack pipe. See, I bet you weren't expecting that, were you?
Good luck, boss, and thanks again. Fight Club has made people like me remember what it's like to be a real man again. Any chance of one last kiss?
No.
Well done.
Oh, still here, are we? I noticed you kept quiet. Cat got your leak.
Haven't you worked it out yet? I'm your alter ego, your split personality. I don't exist. I'm you.
What?
You still don't get it, do you?
Oh, of course I do. It's simple. You set up a club so people can have fist fights, and then decided the next logical step was to blow up skyscrapers using bars of imperial leather. I say you, I mean, of course, me, because it turns out you're actually my own split personality, a split personality which inexplicably has a Welsh accent. What's the not to understand? I knew we should have done The Wizard of Oz. Right, I'm off.
You're going nowhere, unless you want a lead sandwich.
All right, I'm off for a lead sandwich.
Open that van door.
Ah! What did you do that for?
I hadn't finished. I was going to say, open that van door, and I'll shoot you in the hand.
Well, you can't pause in the middle, you silly get.
There's no need to be rude.
Rude? You just blow me middle finger off, you prat.
I think you'll find you're the prat.
Yeah, whatever. Swivel on that.
On what? Right. It's time to detonate the bombs.
Hang on. If you're me, then I think you'll find I'm controlling things around here. I've got a bloody engine. And I'll start with taking that gun.
Makes no difference. You can't shoot me. I don't exist.
No. But I can shoot myself. Ooh! That really does leave an absolute perishing after sting and no mistaking.
Oh, you got me. I'd better find someone else's body to live in. Maybe Big Steve. There's more room in that.
Oh, hello, Marla.
Oh, my God. What happened to your nose?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, you're coming with me. I'm going to take good care of you.
Can you not do the slapping thing? I've just shot myself in the head.
I love the way you walk. I love the way you walk.
You've been listening to The Lee Mack Show with Lee Mack, Mark Watson and Angela McHale, with music from Steve Brown, Mark Allison, Kevin Powell, and this week's special musical guest, Alison Moyer. It was written by Lee Mack, Paul Carenza and Simon Evans, and produced by Will Saunders!
You got dimples in your jaw. You got dimples in your jaw. You got dimples in your jaw.